only 9 months prior. Perhaps there were 40 in attendance this morning instead of 25, but not nearly enough to maintain a church infrastructure, much less pay a vicar's salary, especially with the additional burden of an $850,000 mortgage with a monthly interest-only payment of $5,500. Hardly an easy assignment for any seminary graduate's first parish. But Michael had been forewarned. Once among the fastest-growing congregations in the Tennessee diocese, All Saints was a relatively new parish, the result of an intentional church planting effort by the diocese. Its beginning had been a Bible study meeting in a storefront. The church had been incorporated in 1997, this beautiful building consecrated in 2001. But just months before Michael's arrival, All Saints had undergone a major split. Most of the congregation had left, along with bank accounts, furnishings, even the vestments, chalices, and other communion ware. The rungs of the split itself were not pertinent to Michael's mission. In fact, the tiny remaining congregation he'd inherited was as divided in opinion as those who'd left. But what those who'd stayed did agree on was that All Saints was their church. Schism was not the way to solve their problems, and they simply were not leaving. Michael remembered all too well when Bishop Bauerschmidt, newly appointed to oversee this diocese, had presented him with this assignment. With such a small remaining congregation and huge debt, options seemed limited. Logic dictated closing down the church, selling the property to pay off the mortgage, then beginning again elsewhere. But both the bishop and Michael were reluctant to see any church close its doors. "Just go down and be a good priest to them," Bishop Bauerschmidt had advised. Michael had not said yes immediately. Stepping into a deeply broken church with no practical pastoral experience, and as its only full-time paid staff, was not what he'd anticipated upon graduating from seminary. It seemed to be a place filled with spiritual landmines and needing an experienced hand to take over. And he had a wife to consider, along with a newborn daughter and 7-year-old son. Amy had already carried a heavy load, working multiple jobs and caring for their son, Atticus, during 3 years of seminary, not to mention the new baby. Was it fair to her even to consider such a difficult assignment? Michael also couldn't forget the reaction of Carl Burns, his best friend from seminary, when Carl had heard the news. "Wow," he'd exclaimed. "If you turn that place around, you'll be a hero. But if you don't, no one will blame you, because that's impossible." When confronted with the assignment from his bishop, Michael had asked, "What if I don't accept the position in Smyrna? What are my other options?" "I don't know," the bishop had responded, "but I want you to at least go down and take a look." That Michael could do. The church had been locked and empty when he finally arrived at All Saints. But when he'd stood on that green knoll, looking out over the fields, creek, and trees that made up 22 acres of church property, when he'd peeked through the arched glass window into the simple sanctuary, he'd felt a deep peace and happiness. God was indeed calling him to this place. This was his new home. With God's help, he would seek to bring healing to this congregation. And somehow, if God willed, he'd find a way to keep the doors of All Saints open. 9 months later, no such way had come to light. The church had experienced some modest growth in numbers, but they needed to triple in attendance and giving just to break even. Far more so to cover Michael's own stipend, currently a mission project of the diocese. By late fall, the church council had reluctantly agreed that putting the All Saints property up for sale was their only option. Each Sunday since, Michael and his congregation had wondered whether or not they would still be worshiping in their building the next month. But one delay after another had allowed Michael to celebrate his first Christmas as vicar at All Saints. Then came further setbacks, and before they knew it, Michael was celebrating his first Easter there as well. But now, the delays appeared to be over. An interested